every single person in the world is born with a vocation to be celibate. Ah, glory to God for celibacy. Because what it does is it enables us to be free enough to make various decisions in our life. And so we are free from the chains of relationships that bind us and tie us up. And so we're free to look around us and see, what is it that God wants from me? Now, it could very well be that you remain single all your life, and there's nothing more beautiful than that. Hey, come on. That's okay. There's nothing bad about that. If that's your vocation, there's nothing you can do better. But there's a second vocation, and that is married life. Ah, to be married, to have children, to have a home, and to watch these children grow, and to fall more deeply in love with each other, with every child that is born, to perfect human sexuality and love. What a great vocation. Without it, we wouldn't have priests. We need loving couples who have sought and found their vocation in each other. You see, in married life, you fall in love with the person because you see that through them, I can attain my final end, which is heaven. That's why there is no marriage in heaven. I mean, it doesn't mean you're not going to know them and you're not going to love them, but you see what you've fallen in love with is the image of God shining through them. That's why faith is so important in a marriage, because faith will perfect that marriage. You know that until you unite after the honeymoon in conjugal love, you're still not married. That's how important the humanity side of marriage is. It's not just the priest blessing your vows. It's both of you uniting together, forming one being in love. And incarnating that, incarnating every that bit of that love in children. You're bringing forth life into the world. What greater expression of love could there be? That's why you know that when a child is born, the husband and wife fall even more deeply in love with each other. They look into each other's eyes because they see their love made flesh in that little baby. Now we have the singular vocation of being single. We have married life, two individuals coming together, forming one flesh, living for love of God in and through each other to get to heaven, and bringing all their children someday with them by the example that they give, by the love that they show them, by the self-sacrifice and the determination, the faith lived. Ah, but then there is the vocation par excellence, the best vocation. And I have to say, I am somewhat prejudiced or biased. Would I say biased, I think would be the word. I'm biased toward the priesthood because I just happen to be one, if you haven't noticed. And I love my priesthood. I love the priesthood. There is nothing on earth that I would want to do more. The first thing is to be able to confect the Eucharist. In other words, to take simple elements of bread and wine and through the words of Jesus, they are transformed. They become the living, breathing body, blood, soul, and divinity of my Lord and God, your Lord and God. And then to be able to give that to the people. Talk about a father feeding his family. But second only to that is the reconciliation of the people of God. What a gift. You know, in all other vocations, I am able to forgive someone, and I need to forgive them, not only for them, but I need to forgive them for me, because by forgiving them, I heal the wounds that they've caused inside of me, because everybody who hurts you causes a wound, and Jesus said, forgive 70 times seven times, which means that I have to constantly keep putting that ointment on that wound by saying, God, forgive them, and help me to forgive them too. But you see, the priesthood goes far beyond that. When the priest absolves, Christ absolves. And when you are absolved, all of your sins, even the sins you forgot, are forgiven. They are obliterated, not swept under a carpet. Many of our separated brethren feel that the sins are always there. God will always remember them. And they're kind of hidden. To tell you the truth, I don't know if I'd want to be in heaven if my sins are going to be always thrown in my face. That would be kind of like hell. But you see, we understand through the words of Christ that when our sins are forgiven, they're forgotten. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Let the past go. It's gone. It's dead. It's finished. So when we go to confession, we know that God forgives and forgets. So we begin again. It's a new baptism. You want a new birth? You want a second baptism? I get a couple hundred of them. Because every time you go to confession, it's returning to your baptismal innocence. It's returning to that beauty, that perfection that God intended when He created us. Everything that I'm talking about is about love, really. It's about love. The union between husband and wife is about love. A life lived as a celibate in the world is about love, because you serve the world. You serve the people in the world. You show them your love. You witness Christ. Jesus lived that life. When you become a priest, it becomes a whole different thing. It becomes love made flesh. Now, we have to be careful, because these are the three vocations that exist. Many people present a lot of foolishness as a vocation, but those things are basically jobs. And a vocation isn't a job. It's something that we do for love. We do it for love of God and love of neighbor. And what is the gospel all about but loving God and others and thereby bringing heaven upon this earth? Whether you live a single life, whether you're married, whether you're a priest, your job, our job, my job, is to incarnate the Word of God in my life, in the world, to let the world know that Jesus Christ lives, and He loves us, and He's there for us, and He forgives us, and all He wants in return is to love Him back. What a simple response to so magnificent and glorious a gift